Basic Bananas.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Basic Bananas Small Business Marketing Show. This is Christo here once again. And today I have an episode on video and the point of video and how to use video in your marketing, and you know, have some tips and tricks on how to make it work as best as possible for you and to be most effective for you. And I'll even share the tools to use and kind of how to go about it in the different settings that you can use video. A couple of quick announcements. I know I'm going to see a lot of our listeners this week. I'll be working with around about 500 business owners and entrepreneurs this week. We have a bit of a tour going on with our half-day blast-off marketing workshop, which will be coming up this week. This week's going to be Adelaide, Melbourne, and Brisbane, all Australian cities. Some Australian cities, but only Australian cities, I should say, this week. And then Newcastle later in the week as well. So we've got four cities coming up this week, and we had Perth last week. We do have workshops scheduled in the coming months. The dates are scheduled for Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne. There's more, Newcastle, Adelaide, and Perth. Auckland will be getting scheduled soon, and new dates for Los Angeles will be scheduled soon. So if you're in any of those cities, let us know. If we haven't scheduled a date in a city where you are, please do let us know. And we always like to hear from, you know, people first to know whether, you know, let us know if you'd like us to come to your city and run one of our half-day marketing workshops. And you never know, we'll probably put it on the schedule. There we go. So now video, and how to use it. Now, video is an amazing marketing platform, to be honest. You know, they say pictures speak 1,000 words. Well, videos have got to speak at least 1,000, don't they? You know, there's got to be more and more, probably more thousands. They actually do even speak when you're speaking on a recording. Now, video is amazing because you can get a message across really quickly. They're engaging for people to watch, and also you can really, really advance a relationship. You can build familiarity with people with video a lot quicker than kind of any other platform that I've seen, because people get to see your face, they get to see what you look like, they get to see that you're a real human, or some of your team are, you know, decent humans. Video is a fantastic tool. Also, the engagement of video on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram has been going really well. So video is something that shouldn't be ignored. You can use video for things, even just building familiarity on your own website. So having your website up, which has a welcome video, for example, where you say, you know, hello, welcome to our site. Here's what you'll find. Here's why we're so amazing. Just putting your face on the video is a really good thing to do. If you're doing a video on things like products too, you can explain a product, or you could explain an offer. So for example, you know, and if you do explain an offer, a simple kind of structure to use is, here's what this is, here's who it's for, here's why it's so amazing, and here's how to get it. So four steps: here's what this is, here's who this is for, here's why it's, you know, so amazing, and here's how to get it. So you just simply go through those four points when you're explaining an offer, or you're explaining a product, or it might even be your business service in general. You could follow those four simple steps. So by building familiarity, even things like when people sometimes have an opt-in form on your website, it's a great idea after somebody has opted in to then present them with a video straight away. So you can have a video which automatically plays on the thank you for opting in page, which says, hey, welcome to the community. Thank you so much for opting in. We've emailed out the goodies or whatever you've opted in for to your inbox. Please keep an eye on your inbox. There'll be much more goodies to come similar to those. And if you're a bit of an action taker, you might want to check out XYZ product below. So that just by putting your face straight away, if you imagine that your prospect, the person who has just opted in, if they're looking around and browsing for a product or service, you know, that might be similar, you know, to what you provide, it's typical that they've probably looked at three or four different websites. So they might have looked at yours, and they might have looked at three of your competitors, your biggest competitors. However, if they've opted in to get something for free on your website because you have something of value there, well, then they start to build this relationship. Then if they arrive and they can get a bit of value from you, whereas the other ones they'll start forgetting about, you know, the competitors, if they haven't got some sort of funnel like this in place. Then if there's a video straight away on the thank you page, And you're there and your face is there and you talk to them, and, you know, one of your team presents, says, hey, welcome. Thank you so much for grabbing it. It's been sent to your inbox. Keep an eye out for more valuable tips and things. Straight away, your relationship is advancing at a rapid pace. They're building this familiarity with you while they're not with your competitors. So it's a good place, a good little tip there to put it on an opt-in thank you page as well. Also, videos, of course, are fantastic to keep your audience engaged. So if you're doing blogs, for example, you can do video blogs. So you do a video once every fortnight or once every month or week or whatever works for you, where you can share tips and tricks. You can do reviews of, you know, maybe of processes within your industry or in your space and your opinion on those, or products within your space or within your industry. For example, let's say you are a health expert. You could review the latest exercise equipment or review some sort of, you know, supplements or something like that. You could also then, on the other hand, so if that would be for products, review processes. So you could say, okay, now all about this latest, you know, CrossFit or anything, you know, latest fad of exercise process. Let's have a look at it and break it down and see the advantages and disadvantages, because people will be really interested in that stuff. You can also do videos to engage on with interviews. So you interview other people in your space. It can even be interviews with clients that you have got great results for. So you interview them about what made the biggest difference and how, you know, working with you made a difference. A great way to do it as well. And of course, interviewing other experts. Now, some ideas of things to use for video. You can get fancy equipment. We have a Canon camera. I think they're called DSLR camera. You can get these fancy. They look like the big still cameras. However, they have really high quality video on those. However, to be honest, and we have fancy lighting set up, you know, at our basic bananas office, fancy studio lights and all this fancy equipment and all the tripods and the mics and wireless mics and everything. To be honest, we hardly ever use it because the iPhones do a fantastic job. So if you haven't got, you know, the funds for all this equipment, we do have a few thousand dollars worth of equipment. However, you typically, the viewers are not going to know the difference whatsoever. The main thing, if you're using a phone to do your video, most of the phones, like the iPhones nowadays, the iPhone 6s and so on, do fantastic video for web. No one would know the difference. The main things with video from your phone, so it's fine to use your phone, is first of all, the phone needs to be held landscape. It needs to be held horizontal. If it's held vertical, like the way that you hold the phone when you talk on it, if it's held with the top up and the bottom down, you know, it needs to be held sideways, basically, so that it's horizontal to the ground. Otherwise, if you hold it vertical, when you film your video, you'll end up with this tall, skinny video image. And when you look at TVs and you look at computer screens and you look at video players online, they're all presented landscape. They're not presented vertical. So if you hold your video vertical, that's when you see people that have these videos that have the black bars on the side. So if you play a video on somebody's website and there's kind of black area on either side, it's because they've held their video, their camera, their phone vertical, basically, vertically. So hold it horizontal, number one. Number two, you need to make sure that it's stable. So someone in it with a steady hand, or you can get these little, there's all sorts of little tripods available for phones nowadays. So you could simply look up whichever phone model you have and look for a little tripod, something that you could stand it on and balance it on. You also need to be in a silent place when you're doing it, when you're recording the video. If there's background noise, it's very bad and very annoying for people to watch. A cool little microphone that you can get, which plugs into an iPhone, I'm sure it probably plugs into most phones, is called a Smart Lav. It's by Rode, R-O-D-E, Rode Smart Lav. What you need to do is get the Rode Smart Lav, but then you also get an extension lead. So there's extension leads for these Rode Smart Lavs, because the leads that they come with are very short. It's about a meter, so you can't stand back very far from the video. However, if you get one of these extension leads, which are a few meters long, you can be standing quite a long way from the camera and the sound will still be perfect. You just pin the, you know, we run the wire along the ground and then just might want to feed it up the inside of your shirt or just in the side of your shirt or however, and just clip it on. So you've got the little mic on you there. And then if there's a bit of background noise, it would pick you up much clearer over any other noise. Or if you're just outside in the outside environment, you can tend to get a bit of a hiss in the background of the audio. And so it's a good idea. Having the mic up close to you, you'll be able to reduce that. Your volume of your voice will come through much louder and clearer, so you can reduce the hiss. It's also a good idea when doing video for video tips and things to use different backgrounds. Obviously, do the videos in different places so you can do them in different areas where sometimes, you know, being outside or even on the beach or in a random spot, it's actually quite cool to do the video because people, they engage a bit more by seeing this difference. They say, oh, wow, where are they now? And you can even say, hey, we're in this place now. It might be that you're in the park one day, the next day you're up standing on a headland looking over the beach, or the next day you're on the beach and then you're standing by a lake. You do them in all these different areas because it's more engaging. It kind of takes people on that journey with you. Couple of other little hot tips too. If you do video blogs, you can also sell other people's products through. If it's non-competing products, you can mention affiliate products and provide affiliate links on your website. So you can actually start to make money from, you know, selling this other people's things that are sitting on your website. You basically put up a video once and it can sit there for you forever. You should, when you do video blogs, think about it for SEO purposes too. What is the video on? What's the tip and trick about? And you try to label things according to what you think that your market will be searching online, basically. So if people are going to be searching how to reduce, you know, tummy fat or how to increase arm strength or how to reduce taxes or whatever it is, you want to name your video accordingly so that it will get some traffic. And yeah, as I said, you can actually put affiliate links into videos and things. It works quite well so that it just sits there. It's just an extra revenue source for you. It's a good idea with videos too to mention, if you're doing video blogs, to mention what's coming in the future to engage people. Like when you watch soapies on TV, you know, next week on blah, 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 we will see, or next week on Dancing with the Stars or on X Factor or whatever it is coming up. Even after the ads, you know, sometimes they promote, they seed these things of what's coming up. So it's a good idea to engage your audience by saying at the end. So keep an eye out for more of our video tips and tricks. We're going to be sharing a couple of tips on XYZ in the next coming few weeks. So keep an eye out just to kind of plant the seed to get people looking. Also, if you're going to do screen recordings of your computer and you want to do video tips and tricks that way, there are good, you know, like even the Mac computers nowadays come with a video capture built in within the QuickTime program. If you're using Mac on PC, I'm not sure. However, you can use a program called Camtasia. Camtasia I've found to be, it's either using Camtasia, which can be used on PC or Mac, or ScreenFlow, which is purely for Mac. However, Camtasia is fantastic, and it's going to be easier to use than something like QuickTime for screen recording, because you can edit the videos within Camtasia as well. You can edit the videos really easily. If you get somebody online to make you an intro and an outro for your videos, even if it's just your logo with a little jingle or something really nice and short and sharp to the point, your logo might just fly in, or you can even create it yourself quite easily in a program like Camtasia. Then if you have, say you have someone do that, they create a little 5-second intro for you and a 5-second outro to put at the end of the video. With a program like Camtasia, you just drag in the video from your phone, it puts it into a timeline, you drag in your little intro and your outro, put them there, trim up the video. It's very easy to use. Any links and things you might mention in the video, you can overlay those on the video. Very easy editing, and fantastic for screen capture recording, which will capture your voice recording plus the screen at the same time. Screen Leap is quite a cool tool as well. If you are looking to do screen recording, say using something like Camtasia, and then you want your iPad to show up or your phone to show up on the screen as part of the recording, you can use Screen Leap. It's quite cool. So sometimes what I'll do is I'll share my iPad screen to my computer screen. And what that will do is, say if I'm running a webinar or if I'm doing a video, I might want to draw something and I can't really draw straight into my computer screen. So on the iPad, I have an app called Paper, And paper just allows you to draw with your finger, and you can use different colors and different size kind of marker or pen size ends and things. And so I will share screen, I'll share paper, you know, oh, sorry, I'll have paper on the iPad, have that up, and then I'll use Screen Leap is the app which shares the iPad to what I'm seeing on the iPad to onto my computer screen. And then from the computer screen, I could be recording. So I can be recording using Camtasia or, you know, from running a webinar. I'd say I want to draw up a little graph or draw up a little chart or draw up a little framework or model or something, which I'm talking about. I can do that. I can basically draw notes and draw with my finger and draw charts and all sorts of things. So there you go. There's a heap of hot tips for video for you today. I do recommend you get out there and give video a crack. I look forward to seeing all of you guys that are in the Australian cities of with the Blast Off workshops we have coming up. And, of course, in Los Angeles and Auckland, once we set dates for those ones once again. Keep an eye out as well. We do have some really cool webinars. We run a free webinar, which is basically like an online seminar, an online workshop, absolutely for free. We run those around about every 3 months or so, and we'll have one coming up in the next few weeks. We've just been putting together the content, and it's looking really awesome. We also have a new book coming out very soon. So I can't share too much about that at this stage, but do keep an eye out. We will let our audience know first and ways to go about getting that really early and getting that first and getting it a really good, you know, we'll do a promo for you guys so you can get it initially. We like to spoil our audience, so we will make that available very soon. Thanks, guys, and I look forward to hearing about your marketing success. Please do leave us any comments. If you do want to head on over to iTunes and leave us a review, we always love hearing from you. Thanks, guys. Bye for now.
Basic bananas.